This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
Never settle, unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips. Experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
11:01 in the nation's capital. Beautiful Sunday, and you know what it means. It means it's wizard time. We are honored, blessed, all the things you want to say that make it good, that this young, and I do mean young, super duper man would share his skill sets with us on a Sunday morning as Walt Williams. And Wizard, we honor you. We're stunned, man, that, and not in total disbelief, because you've always been rock solid, but that you give back to the people, man. And we need some answers, and we're struggling because we can't figure it out. And it's the starting off with Luka and this Dallas deal. You've been in that same rare air where you could do things that only less than 0.5% of the universe could do. What makes this dude so great in his skill set, and yet what scared the hell out of the Maverick brass and made him pull that deal?
Well, I can't speak to what made Dallas pull that trigger, but I tell you this, his skill set is such where, you know, he's about 6'7", so he's pretty tall. He's really, really strong, man. So, he plays physical. So when he puts the ball on the ground, he's initiating contact to create that space. He can shoot fades. He can shoot any kind of shot you want, you know, even from deep, you know, so he can create his own space. And the biggest thing about him is that, you know, he's in slow motion out there, man, and regardless of how animated the defense is or how aggressive the defense is against him, it doesn't speed him up, so he plays under control. Oftentimes you'll see him going up for shots, but guys jumping to try to block his shot before he even gets off the ground, you know, and that's because he's going at his own pace. And that's a unique skill set to have. And so when you combine all of those things, it forms into one of the greatest players, one of the greatest scorers that the game has seen today.
When you talk about his passing, 6'7", and I think about Joker, one of my favorite players. I call him Humpty Dumpty. I love watching him play. What is it about the Euro game, the way these brothers play, and I would just love to see them play pickup like I've seen a lot of our players play on the blacktop, because that game is how I think it translates here, because you just described somebody that's hard to stop, yet Dallas didn't feel comfortable enough to give him a max deal. Break that down for us that don't quite understand it.
Well, I think at the end of the day, I think that they made a decision saying that, you know, he's not a guy that's in great shape. And when you're talking about somebody who's going to be the foundation of your team, that's something that, you know, you feel like that's at the minimum right there, you know. And so, but even, having said that, he's shown that he can carry this team. So I can't guess that it will only be that. You know, because he's shown that he can carry his team to the Western Conference Championship, you know. And so, you know, he's right there, you know. So, I'm puzzled in trading him. He's something that he's lacking on the defensive end. But Dallas had two defensive centers down there that made up for that. So, the makeup of your team can overcome things like that. And it seems like Dallas had the right remedy with that, with Luka on the team. So, I don't understand that. But at the same token, I think that when you add a healthy Anthony Davis to the Dallas Mavericks team, then it fits. You know, they still have the perimeter guys and Kyrie and Clay. They still have the young guys and Christie, Marshall, and those guys who can do multiple things out there on the court and defend. And so they become a better defensive team without losing too much perimeter scoring, and they add interior scoring. So this team could be a solid team if it playoff time. If Anthony Davis is healthy, so that remains to be seen.
You see the game like Chris and I would never be able to see it. What impresses you right now? Like, who are the guys that when you look at it and you go, okay, that boy there bad. Is there anybody or people out there like now to get your props?
Gilgeous Alexander, man. That guy
SGA,
right there.
So that's the dude.
Oh man, he is it right there. You know, okay. The thing I like about him is you can see him coming. You know, before he was a jump shooter, he was really fantastic around the basket. So, you know, in that paint area, he's a good size. He wasn't a guy who could shoot the ball that well and was still able to control games and dominate games. So it was just a matter of time when he was a younger player. And he has gotten that jumper now. It's pretty consistent. And when you add that to the equation where he can shoot threes, you know, he's just manhandling those guys out there now. It's just real easy for him. He's a guy that's 6'6", running the point out there, handling that ball, seeing the floor like he does, and just being able to get to wherever he needs to on the floor. You know, he has a surrounding cast that can score from the perimeter, so that floor the spacing on that floor, you know, is open. And so he can operate. And I mean, this guy goes to the next level, and he takes his team with him. And he's a solid defensive player as well.
So, no, I mean, Metal, you hear Wizard's voice. See, I love it when ballers acknowledge ballers. Because I've heard none of the, quote, experts on all the talking head shows. They mention him, but I've never heard her described like you did. Because, you know, game knows game. And you mentioned
yes,
length. Length, first thing came out of your mouth was the length. Almost yes. Like, how can this dude do this being 6'6"?
Right, he's not a little dude. He's not like 6'2" out there, Doc. You
right.
know, it seems he got 6'2" game on them guys with his handle and how he get past guys. But he's 6'6", man. You know, that's crazy how he getting past those little dudes like that.
See, I love it. I love it because you can identify that. It looks like the league now, and then James. Is he, like, Metal and I, we look at Bron, and I just go, wow, okay, I get it. What do you see at his age doing what he's doing, and you've been in that arena? Does it blow your mind?
Look, I think the thing that I've seen is he seems to be energized with Luka coming to the team. It seems like he's gone to another level in his energy and his consistency throughout the game. For a while, it seemed like he was picking and choosing the points of the game where to take over or whatever. But okay, he seems in tune into the game, consistently throughout. And you can see in his numbers, just been consistent, and I think that he understands as a whole that they lost a fantastic defensive player, so now it puts a lot more pressure on the perimeter guys to defend. So you even see them going to another level on that aspect, what they're doing defensively, and that's a bit shocking. When you add Luka to the equation, like I mentioned earlier, he's not that good of a defensive player, but he's given a great effort out there as well, and collectively as a team, they're playing much better perimeter defense, it shows. They get out on the break, they get steals, they're just an up-tempo team, and it's a lot different than they were playing at first.
Walt Williams just sharing with us, man, breaking it down. This is crazy. When you hear from a guy, man, that had the game that you had and distributed, and you speaking as a man that works in the business, and you share a microphone with two other Hall of Famers in Holiday and Naki, and now you're witnessing a young man that is following your path. So when you see Brother Queen as a freshman, and this brother is smooth, and at 6'10", I'm watching him, and I remember watching you, and I'm going, ooh, and ah. So break him down now from what you see, because the number one thing for me, and again, is just maturity. How is this young dude so smooth?
Oh, man, so he's similar into with Luka, and like you say, man, he in slow motion out there, and regardless of how aggressive the defense is playing, they do not speed him up. He just plays at his own pace, right? And, hey, I'm out there with the ooh and ahs too, man. I mean, this dude game is just unreal. The footwork that he has, the ball handling, he has that high dribble, so it is similar to the way I push that ball. And because the thing is that it's deceptive. He has real control of that ball, so he makes the defender think that they can steal that ball, which makes you get out of position. He can feel that. I can see that he can feel that because he takes advantage of guys. You'll see him go behind his back, spin moves, right when a guy's trying to steal it from him. And that's the instant. He can feel that, and because he has a high dribble, he knows that those defenders are going to try to steal it from him, or they think they can. And so he has that feel already, and so he gets past guys all the time with that, and he has floor vision like a point guard. But here's the biggest thing, Doc. Let me add that he rebounds the ball too. He has a sense of urgency about him that when that ball goes up in the air off the rebound, he's like, that's my ball. You know, he has that sense of urgency. He's not an athletic guy. He has a long wingspan, but he has a sense of urgency that's at a very high level. So he often gets his hands on the ball if not getting a rebound. But the biggest advantage that he brings to the table is when he does get the rebound. Traditionally, the guy that gets the rebound is not a ball handler. So he gonna imagine this, Doc. The big man get the rebound. I outlet it to the point guard. Three guys are ahead of me. And the point guard got the ball. I got one guy trailing me, right? So that's that fast break going. But now if I get the rebound and I don't have to outlet it to the point guard, now it's four people in front of me with the ball handler who has it now. Now my fast break goes to another level. Now I got four guys out in front of me. I'm putting a lot more pressure on the defense to find four guys in transition. And that's what Dirk brings to the table for the Terps, that he does not have to outlet it to that point guard, which takes our fast break, our transition to another level. You see guys like Gillespie, Rodney Rice, Sel Miguel, they're recipients of that because now they're going to get open looks because you can't find that many guys in transition, especially when you got a guy like Juju who runs the floor and gets into that paint area.
Well, you nailed it. I mean, because he's not the only big. And you, our guard play now is just at an all-time high level. The building is back to being incredibly intimidating. Because that's the whole thing about the Terps always bring to the table. And there are other arenas and buildings around the country that have earned their own merit. But Cole and Infinity, it was fear. It was intimidation. It was crazy. It was an edge. And that edge is back. And I look and I say to you now, because you've done it, so few people have been as cold-blooded and as wicked as you were and in the position that you are now to see this. And I just wonder, if you have dialogue with these brothers, do you have, what's the communication like, if at all, with you and these puppies and the staff?
Oh yeah, that's the greatest part of being doing the radio for those guys, just to be able to interact with them, be able to give them you know, advice and give them things that I see out there. And the great thing about this team is that they're definitely open to it, man.
They're receptive. I feel that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
they are very, very perceptive. And you know, I tell you what, the biggest thing that they've done is just gone to just keeping getting better and better on the defensive end. You know, they're a much, much better offensive team than they've been in the past few years. And so now it's just about keeping that consistency on the defensive end, and they've been picking it up as of late this season. So that's the result of them playing their best basketball right now, because they're doing it on that end, and they continue their consistency on the offensive end. They can score from the outside, they can score from the inside with those two big guys. They're a transitional team. They can play in a half court situation. So it's just about what can you bring to the defensive end that's going to get you over the hump against those great teams.
Well, brother, Wednesday night, Sparty. This is like old times, and I mean old time, back in the day. And I can't wait. I'm glad it's happening. You deserve it. The university deserves it. It is because we were accustomed to it. And it doesn't happen for everybody in every program. But thrill for you, thrill for Terp Nation. And can't thank you enough for sharing with our audience, man, because we love it. And Sheehan's not the only person in the world that is pulling for the success of the Maryland basketball.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, man. And Terp Dad, I'm really I'm happy for it. I mean, all of our programs, I want everybody. I mean, it's the mecca, man, for youth hoops, and they say it's in the water and everything that I was blessed to be able to grow up in and work and cheer and be there and be in Cole and being Infinity and seeing Gary and seeing them pump fists and, oh, man, I missed. I mean, who doesn't want to see more of that?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, we are a traditional school, and that's because of the area we are in. You know, we breed professional athletes here, man, and so it's fierce competition. And you know, I'm a result of that, and just like many others. And so it's just great the tradition here, and seeing the success that they've been having lately. And man, it's exciting times.
Hey, brother, appreciate you sharing. Can't wait to get you back, man. Hopefully, talking about a victory. God bless you, man. Peace.
Same to you, man. Always a pleasure.
My man, the wizard. I'm telling you what. Heavy metal, man. That's like having an absolute rock star. Like Ringo Starr coming in with us. Walt Wizard. Can't wait to get back and chop it up. And you can tap in. That's all courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. MGM National Listening Line is wide open at 1-800-636-1067.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You want to get the most for your money? Well, that's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-30 all-wheel drive, only $199 a month, or buy and get 0.9 APR financing for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN number SM809245. MSRP 26940. Ends 2/28/25.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota, Bradenton, and more straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice, in partnership with Visit Bradenton.
Boy, I love our listening audience because they're fearless. Because you couldn't have paid me $100 to follow Walt Williams. I'd be the person after that. But you know what? Mitchell in New Jersey, he's fearless. And he said, you know what? I love the Wizard too. But give me that microphone. And my man, he steps right up. And that might be, oh no, we're talking about Mitch in D.C., Oh, D.C.'s Mitch.
No, this is Mitch in New Jersey.
Oh, I know he's Jersey. Absolute canine.
It's Mitch in New Jersey.
Oh, it is Mitch in New Jersey. What's up, brother?
Oh, good. I'm happy to see my neighbor's dogs. I can't wake up my grandson tonight. I got to do some driving. So I burned.
Okay, good deal. What's happening?
I'm asleep. So I tell you, I think the Big Ten is going to be pretty good. Maryland, I hope they do well. Both my Rutgers and, of course, USC, but I think UCLA has a little better squad than UCLA. I'm just not saying Arizona's, but they're another conference.
Well, they didn't come to the Big East because that would be the Big Ten.
Mitch, you're sounding kind of muffled.
It must be this phone. You know, you pay $7.
There you go.
That's what I get for. I'm sorry. I'm just saying, the Big East used to be good, but not nowadays. And breaking up the conference was all about the money. With the NBA draft for the trades, I think it was an even trade, even though that Luka trade came out of nowhere. I mean, Dallas got themselves, a potential Hall of Famer, a good young, I think he's a second-year guy, and Christie, his brother, plays for the Clippers. They got a first-round pick, so I think it's an even trade. So he's a little chubby. Is that why Sacramento Kings chose Bagley, who looked like an athlete, over Luka? they got to be kicking themselves for Kingdom Come for the rest of their eternity. Be kicking themselves over that trade, over that draft pick.
Yeah, actually, you know what? Atlanta. I've always found it's easy to talk about things after the fact. I always credit the person that did it up front, because everybody's a lot smarter after the fact. I mean, you're picking people from overseas, and, you know, I think all the players have been good, but people change when they get certain creature comforts. And you don't know that. The guy that works his butt off to get something, then he gets it. Then he decides that maybe he's already arrived. Who knows? All I know is
Russell.
What Walt said. Even if Luka is all you said, he had you in the finals.
Definitely.
But
he'll be fine.
But it's not my money. And I don't know if I would have given him the kind of money that they were asking to give out. Now, we know that the old owner would have done it, but these new people, they don't have that kind of tie with him. And it was strictly business to them. So relationships make things different. So, you know, it's cool. I don't spend other people's money. But I'm going to tell you what, if I'm giving you hundreds of millions of dollars and you're not in shape, I'd probably get rid of you too.
Well, how hard is it? It shouldn't be too hard to get in shape.
It depends.
You pay to practice. You run up and down.
Yeah, but you're already rich. That's already said by a man that's hungry. A man with a full stomach, he's not as easy to motivate as a guy with an empty stomach. Everybody say that, but they full. And most people say it have really never been broke. It sounds good. People repeat what they hear other people saying it. When you really live in it, it's a whole different ball game. Whole different ball game. Mitchell,
Go ahead. Thanks for taking my call.
Brother. Always good hearing from you. You know what, folks? I got to share with you because we have an open show. Metal made the first mistake he's made this year with me. And I'm happy because he's unbearable if he's perfect. Had made no mistakes. So here in February, I'm glad that he admitted that he put on the board Mitch in D.C. and not Mitch in Connecticut. So now he cannot be perfect for this year.
Even I have my misses there, Doc.
Well, no, I'm glad. I helped. You're the last person I wanted you to be perfect for this year. So that's over. Thank God. That is good. Now, so we go. So when you said D.C., I'm thinking, but we do have Anthony in the District of Columbia.
Hey, Doc, how
What's
you doing?
What's up? I'm good, man. What's on your mind?
So everybody knows that Myles Garrett is the number one prize.
Not everybody knows that.
Well, if they don't, they should know it.
Well,
but assuming for whatever reason cost is too high, who's number two? Who's number three? I mean, you got Henderson, you got Crosby, you got Hassan Reddick. How do you feel about any of them?
I don't settle. I got a project. And is I want the best guy or nobody, because I can't afford to lose that chip to my opponent who already beat me 2 out of 3. My only fear is that he goes to Philly. That's the checkmate to me. Other than that, I don't worry about it. But if I get him, that compounds the problem for Philadelphia. I got to beat my opponent and make my team better. Because I got an issue that he kills two birds with one stone. That's how I look at it. But, again, I don't make that decision, nor should I. We got people that can do that, but that's just how I see it. Now, if somebody else can present a better argument, then go right ahead and do it.
So you say you're not going to settle. It's him or nothing. So how far are you willing to go?
Well, what's on the board right now, from what I know, again, you know, we don't have the information. We're going by what we assume is it. From what I hear, if it were two number ones, I'd have done that yesterday. If it's two number Agreed. Ones and a player, I'd have done that yesterday, too.
Agreed.
Because what I got to get to is I got to stop my opponent that's already ahead of me from increasing his distance from me. And I've got to help my secondary, my linebacker crew. And I just got to get more pressure on the quarterback. And I got to keep him from chasing my guy. Pretty clear. Look, we're good enough a challenge for the Eagles, who are the champions. Do I want them to get stronger or weaker? It's not that complicated.
Is three number ones too much?
Well, number one, first of all, two of the ones have done nothing for you. They're imaginary, and they're at the end of the draft. They've done nothing for you. You've had the people even higher, and they've done nothing for you either. So what do you have to lose? Y'all act like these number one picks. How many more do you have that you get very little out of before you realize that a lot of the over number one thing is kind of overrated?
I understand it's been bust all throughout the league. So why do we keep saying it?
When's the next time you're going to be in the 20s again? Which you hope for the next 4 or 5 years, but you don't know that. Now that you're there, let's not keep acting like this number one pick is a three. The third, it's not. So if you got to give up that, what do you think, you're going to suck next year? I don't. So you're giving away two lower, later number ones. Be done with it. Be glad you're back there. And if you got to give up a play, so go for it. Or do you want to see him in Kelly Green? That's all I'm saying. Think about it. Food for thought.
I hear you.
Appreciate you, DC. Always good chopping it up with you. Love that. 11:33. Behind a little bit, let's catch up. Give us a shot. Here on the MGM National Listener Line, 1-800-636-1067. Back in a moment. Shout out to the Capitals. Smoking Al Coconer is my youngest. Aaron used to call him when he was a baby, Smoking Al Coken. And I know he's working on site, so you gotta pay the bills. But they take on the Oilers. We hope to get Brother Coken at high noon. Boy, the Caps, they just seemed like the Pens were in power play mode, it seemed like, for an hour. That's a real rivalry. I mean, you know, people talk rivalry in this town. Pens, Capitals, that's a rivalry. And it was just great to see us up on the good foot and dominating. And that was great. D.C. in Calvert County. My man. Welcome back.
Great day, Doc.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Doc, you feeling good this morning, man. You ain't been hanging out late last night, have you?
No, dog. I'm too old to hang out late. I hang out late. I may not get up. Yeah. But I sleep standing up. So I'm scared to hang out too late. Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good, man. I'm waiting on this. You know, Sundays. Yeah, Sundays is heavy metal, man. So I know I have to be on my P's and Q's.
I'm messing with you because you called a brother before me, D.C. He was in D.C. I forget his name, but.
No, we do have a D.C.
We're talking to D.C. That guy was Anthony in D.C. So
Anthony in D.C., yeah.
Hey, thank you, heavy metal. Thank you.
I gotta keep it straight over here.
The whole time, Doc. I said,
"Hey, man, you know what? I have had multiple concussions."
Hey, Doc. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, right? Because I definitely want to talk about the Terps today, man. Last time I brought up the Terps, when we was talking a little bit about Myles Garrett. And you was in blocking mode because you just drove me straight out of bounds. You never mentioned anything about the Terps, but I'm glad Walt Williams got you back on track because I'm looking forward to them making it at least to the Elite Eight, man. That young and Derrick Queen is balling, and he does handle the ball very well. and the guard play, like the defense and the way they play on offense, it's hard for teams to stop them because they got the inside, outside, and they can defend on the perimeter, and they got the people down low. And I think they're going to be something heavy to deal with, man.
It's been fun to see it, but since we have history with them, I think the expectations, I know for me personally, I'm not like, y'all sound surprised. I'm like, yeah, we used to seeing this way, and welcome back. But it's about the big fella being way ahead of schedule, being so smooth, a legitimate five-star, but it's the guard play and it's the defensive emphasis. They play hard. And then for me, it's the building. The place is back to being ridiculously difficult for the opponents to function in. And that's what we used to.
Yes, sir. Doc.
You know, so it's good. And having the three Hall of Famers on the bench, Holiday, man, Naki, and Williams, man, come on. That's where, you know, we just are used to having celebrities doing our games. Teams on the floor, on the courts, balling out. It being special. Rivalries, having big-time events. I mean, this ain't no second fiddle operations. You know, our basketball teams have all been to the summits, all of them. Georgetown, Mason, JMU, all of them. Catholic, American, you know, GW. We've all been to, they've all had their moments. Howard, everybody. Ain't nobody strangers here to success. So, you know, as G from the shop and the boys would tell me, it's in the water. So we're not shocked. We expect to be in the spotlight. We expect to be on it. And if you look at our high schoolers, man, these young men and women, they balling. Freak show. So we only sucked in football for a minute and hoops here from lately. But other than that, we don't have to take no backseat to nobody. And I'm just glad to see us flex a little bit. And we want to get back out there so we can represent the way we ought to be representing.
Hey, Doc, next time you talk to Walt, can you ask him where he think Derek will go in the draft when you talk to him again?
How dare would I even intimate that Derek Queen is one and done?
Come
Are
on,
you crazy? Man. I'm looking forward to him coming. We may come up and say goodbye. I always love having you on, DC. Talking about leaving. Can I just fantasize? Did he come back? Mentally, am I crazy for that?
I mean, in today's NCAA with the NIL, if you pay him enough, he just may stay.
Exactly. Y'all act like he's eating tuna sandwiches right now and Ritz crackers. He's all right. Yeah. You know, Maryland has caught on to it. They're starting to understand the game. I've always thought it was ridiculous. How can you be in the nation's capital, the DMV, and not understand the game? The resources that are available here, but you got to have access. You got to be connected. I just have always thought that was the craziest thing I ever heard in my life. How can we not be connected? You in the DMV, and you got schools that are out in the middle of nowhere. Nebraska, they loaded. How you going to not be loaded in D.C.? Virginia, Maryland area. Come on. We back. Let's go out and start bundling up some wins and some championships and do the whole thing. Break time we go. 11:44 in the nation's capital. Smoking Al Koken, Caps, Oilers. It just keeps going. Now it's going to be rapid fire. Puck action. Brace yourself for it. We'll be right back. Shout out to Big Tony, man, making it happen for us. And it's a beautiful thing. Gonzaga still tearing it up, kicking tail. We got a chance to get the head man on with us, and we will do that. Right now, he's just setting it up, getting it done. And we appreciate dominance. We love that at the highest level, 1150. In the nation's capital, smoking Al Koken. scheduled to be with us. Also, work day for Al, because Al will be on the side of that ice getting ready for Caps Oilers as the puck drops. And, man, shout out to the locker. Hope he is recovering in fine fashion. And miss that brother, man. Love hearing him and Beninati. Alan May is a pro, kicking tail, doing what they got. They got a great operation all across. Part of a good team, good broadcast crew, all works in harmony. And it's a beautiful thing. Always like that. It's just kind of like what we do, brother. You know, you try to make it work so it sounds the right way, and it works for everyone. But we did get taken care of, DC and Anthony. Did we have someone hanging with us?
Nah, we're out of callers right now. Good. Okay, scared them all off.
I want to make sure that we got it.
Just
we
me and you, done. Doc. Just me and you for now.
You know what? We've not gotten a little G update in a minute. I hope his game is still growing, because G got a little bit of a tyrant streak in him. I hope he hadn't discouraged a young fella from playing. It's hard when your old man's a tyrant. You know what I mean? That's tough. The expectation, the bar is raised so high. It's kind of hard to, always to keep up. What is your biggest question for the Burgundy and Gold
this going upcoming into next season?
Yeah, what is your number one question? Or question mark, area of concern.
Well, area of concern and biggest question are probably two different answers for me.
Okay, let's go with area of concern.
Area of concern, I think they, especially with Cosmi out, you gotta make moves on that offensive line. That's got to get shored up. Cosmi, they're saying, may not be back till October or something. And, I mean, that puts us down on an offensive line that was already kind of weak, I think, to begin with. I mean, they played to their potential last season, but I'd like to see an even better line in front of Daniels. I want to see him have more time to throw and, you know, more chances to run when he needs to also. But I think O-line, to me, I know everybody wants D-line and pass rushing and whatever, but we got the billion-dollar baby back there, man. Let's keep him protected is kind of the way I'm looking at it.
You're not wrong. You got to protect your asset. We also want to give that asset more opportunities, more possessions.
I'm not saying it's the only problem on the Commanders.
No, not the only. Nobody's perfect. I mean, you know, the Chiefs are going through the similar type of deals in Kansas City right now. And they're saying, and they were in the game. They're the number two team in the world. And they're going through, what can we do? What do we got to do? Everybody's got a wish list. Even the champs, the Eagles, they're smart enough to recognize that they could be better. And so that's what everybody's doing. But from our list, if you're presumably best offensive lineman, you may be without him half the season. Well, to me, that's half my year. So I'm thinking up front, I'm like you, that does accelerate what I've got to get done. And I'm looking at my roster overall. O-line, yeah. And that's not anticipating your future injuries. What do I get back that maybe I was without? Whenever you hear talk about having a guard who's playing tackle, a tackle who could play guard, talk about flexibility. And that's not even getting involved with the cap implications. So who do I have to pay? Yeah, and when do I have to pay him? So we got a lot to discuss. Areas of concern for a team that had its best record in years.
And Peter's got his work cut out for him this offseason.
Yeah. Yeah, we're a young team and young enough at the right spots, and that's what matters. But it's going to be encouraging. I like our position. We're not used to it, being this deep into it, but we're about to say goodbye to our partners at 980, and it's been a blast. We're going to continue to move forward here on 106.7 The Fan. Stay with us, locked and loaded. Let's move forward. P. Peace out.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Over the last 20 years, people have described the overnight as one of the most powerful experiences of their lives. Now is the perfect time to join us as people from all over the country come together to stop suicide. Walk over 16 miles from dusk till dawn to raise much-needed funds for this important cause. You'll form lasting friendships, experience healing and love, and bring hope to those affected by suicide. Be a part of this life-changing event, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. June 21st. Register now at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. That's 888-843-6837.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.